This is Fresh Air. Amy Tan's best-selling novel, The Joy Luck Club, has just been made into a movie directed by Wayne Wang. Tan co-wrote the screenplay with screenwriter Ronald Bass. Amy Tan had been a successful business writer before she turned to fiction. The Joy Luck Club reflected her own family's Chinese immigrant experience. Her parents came to the States in the 40s. Tan and her two brothers were born here. The book was about the tension between mother and daughter, and about the difficulties of immigrant families living between cultures. Tan followed her first novel with The Kitchen God's Wife, based on her mother's stories of life in pre-communist China. While The Joy Luck Club is Amy Tan's first screenplay, her collaborator Ron Bass wrote the screenplay for Rain Man, for which he received an Academy Award. His other credits include Sleeping with the Enemy, Gardens of Stone, Black Widow. Amy Tan told me when she wrote The Joy Luck Club, she could never imagine it as a movie.
I think if I had imagined it, I would have been blocked from writing it because so much of the book had to do with difficulties or discomforts in my life that I couldn't face, that I couldn't even talk about except through stories. So the idea that people would be seeing these as images on the screen would have terrified me.
As a writer, do you see your characters? Do you see the story?
I am a very visual writer. I write through, one of the things that motivates my stories are images. But I don't see my characters fully because I am the character as I write. My stories are written in the first person. And I can see my shoes. I can see clothes that I have on. But I can't always see my face. And so it's fascinating to see an actual character on the screen who is wholly realized in that way.
I assume you see the tips of your fingers too, right?
Yes, the tips of my fingers. Well, I actually use looking down at shoes as a way to change scenes as I write fiction. If I want to go someplace, I look down at my shoes and I start walking. And when I look up, I'm in that place. And I can look to the right and look to the left, look straight ahead. And I describe what I see. And I realized later on that it's very similar to movie making because you do what's called setups for each scene, those different audience perspectives.
This is a novel you wrote several years ago, and many novelists will say once a story is done, they really have completed that story,
over, yeah.
and they're on to the next novel,
yes,
or even the one after that.
You don't want to repeat yourself.
Well,
yeah.
What's it like to go back and revisit these characters, revisit the story in such an important way and productive kind of way?
Well, I wanted to change everything. I was the one who said, well, let's make this different, you know. And they were the ones who were much more protective. But because I had not revisited the Joy Luck Club for such a long time, there were many things that I was learning and discovering. Wayne and Ron would say, this is a woman who's suffering from a lack of self-esteem, and it's come about this way. And I thought, really? You know, and I'd look at it and I'd say, well, here I'm getting a different take on something I'd written. I almost ended up, I did many times, felt as though they knew the book better than I did. And it was amazing, you know, you write something so unconsciously and then people come back and tell you what you've written.
I'm speaking with Ron Bass and Amy Tan, and they are the co-screenwriters for the new movie version of Amy Tan's novel. The movie is called The Joy Luck Club. Ron Bass, I'm curious, certainly worked on other films, and I don't know how many films you've seen that really have major characters played by women. Is it any different when it's a largely female cast?
Well, every film is always different. This is a film that has no movie stars.
More an ensemble.
It's completely an ensemble. The memory that I have that comes to my mind as you're talking is the first day of rehearsal, when Amy and Wayne and I sat at the top of the table, and I said to the eight women, many of whom had never met each other before, we're going to just start with a cold reading. Let me talk a little bit about who these people are in their hearts. And I talked a little bit, and Wayne and Amy said some things. And they started to read the script through for the first time, just cold. And when they got to the beauty shop scene, one actress after another started to cry. And there was one box of Kleenex on the table. And for the next 2 hours, these women passed that box of Kleenex to each other as they broke each other up with their scenes. Mm-hmm. And at the end of that, it was a sorority. I mean, we all looked at each other and we all knew that we were coming to the day where we now are.
Did you feel outside it at all because you're not Asian American?
Not at all. Not at all. I thought it was great. I was being allowed into a club that I didn't deserve to be in, that I never otherwise would have gotten into. And we were just at the Telluride Festival, and Amy and all the actresses, all the young ones and a couple of the mothers were all buying clothes and trying on hats and dresses. And I got to be the guy sitting there watching them try all this stuff on, and I felt like a father with all of my kids. It was fantastic.
Some of this was shot in China. How difficult was it to work there? And I know that you were over there as well.
Yeah, it was arduous, but it was fascinating. The fascination, of course, was here. These stories had, some of them had been inspired in China, and there we were back in this place, Guilin, recreating the war. But it also rained every day, and it was freezing cold, and we had to endure a lot of things out of our control. Because, you know, when you're in China, you start to believe in fate and the gods and luck. You really want to believe in luck, and you have to believe in each other.
Is that because the culture is so strong when you're there?
I mean, it's so strong, but what's handed to you on a plate is what you get, and you can't often change that yourself. So you have to change your attitude about life in general. We had a lot of riots that went on in different locations. And by riots, I mean fist fights among hundreds of people or people who had misunderstood the nature of our shooting in China or wanted more money or something, and disagreements would break out. But the scenery is so spectacular, and the feeling that you get of being there. I have to just mention one. There was so much serendipity in finding locations, but also finding extras. There was a man who wanted to be an extra. When they told him what the scene was about a mother who had to leave twin babies behind during the war as the Japanese came and invaded Guilin, he broke into tears and started to sob. And he said, "My wife and I left two twin girls, 4 years old, on the road in Guilin, leaving when the Japanese came, and we never found them again." I mean, there was those sorts of amazing coincidences.
Let me ask you then, you wrote this book several years ago, and it's been passed through many hands, and you just told us, you know, a very powerful kind of story. How do you rethink the story that you wrote so, you know, several years ago? Is it a completely new life for you now?
It has a new life. It's different from the book in a certain way, but yet the same as the book emotionally. I think people who've seen the movie feel that way, that it is very faithful in that way, but there's something new that's added. Just as in life, when you know somebody as a friend or as a mother, it's the same person, but maybe you see them in another situation, and it's very consistent with their character, but it's different, and you feel it differently. That's how I feel.
I'm speaking with Ron Bass and Amy Tan, and they collaborated on the screenplay for the new movie, The Joy Luck Club, written, of course, based on the novel by Amy Tan. Amy Tan's other novel called The Kitchen God's Wife, and she wrote a book for children called
The Moon Lady.
The Moon Lady. Yes. And Ronald Bass has written other screenplays, including the screenplay for Rain Man, for which he received an Academy Award. We'll be back after a short break. This is Fresh Air. I'm speaking with Amy Tan and Ronald Bass, and they have collaborated on the screenplay for the new movie, The Joy Luck Club. Let me talk with each of you about your own individual lives. We've spent some time talking together about your work together. Ron Bass, when did you start writing?
The short answer is I started writing when I was 6 years old, and I had been sick in bed when I was a child, and taught myself to read, and Dostoevsky and Faulkner and Fitzgerald were my heroes when I was very young.
How young?
Oh.
When were you reading Dostoevsky?
That might have been 12 or 13, maybe really? Some of the others when I was 9 or 10. And what I wanted to be was a novelist. I never thought about writing for screen. That was not even writing to me.
How long were you in bed?
Well, from age 3 completely till age 7, and then largely till about age 11.
How do you keep
that.
A child in bed all those years?
It's easy when he's sick enough.
You were that sick?
I was pretty sick for a lot of the time. And my folks were very worried. And I lived a very insulated life, and I lived in my imagination. And friends of mine, Spielberg, other people, tell me that that's why you are a writer, because you grew up that way. So I had written this little short anecdote was that I had written a novel when I was a teenager, and that's what I'd wanted to do. But when I went to college, I went to UCLA for 6 months before I could go to Stanford, and I fell in love with my English teacher, who was this beautiful 33-year-old woman from Columbia University. And I was the brightest kid she had, but I was this little tiny kid because my illness had kept me very small and looking very young. And I showed her the novel that I'd never shown anyone, and she thought it was wonderful writing. But when I said, can I get it published, she said, oh, no, this is a personal fantasy of yours. So I went home and I burned the only copy of it ever and decided that it was foolish to think that I could be something as wonderful as a writer. I had to use my IQ and my ability to work hard to do something practical, something that could earn a living, and eventually became a lawyer. I was a lawyer for 17 years.
Did you enjoy the law? Was there something?
Law was wonderful. It was something that I enjoyed and I was very good at, but it wasn't anything like writing.
Did you
writing
like
is like living.
Lawyering is not like living.
Lawyering is like a job, and writing is like getting paid to live, to examine your life, to examine your heart, to examine the people around you, to consider what it is we're all doing here in every possible delicious variation, all day long, every day, 18 hours a day, and then they pay you for doing that, and they say nice things about you. It's unfair.
What did you like about the law?
I'm a combative guy. I love to argue. I love to think quick. I wasn't a real lawyer. I was an entertainment lawyer.
Yeah, what's so
for
the difference?
Like, well, for like 12, I never was in a courtroom ever. For 12 or 14 hours a day, there'd be a phone with four or five different lights always lit, and I'd punch one button, and I'd be in the Goldie Hawn negotiation, and I'd punch another button. I was in the Jane Fonda negotiation, and you had to be in the middle of all these things very, very quickly. Now, as a screenwriter, I write 7 or 8 scripts a year, and I always have 8 or 10 things going at different stages, and people wonder how I keep them straight. But 17 years of negotiating as a lawyer in that way makes it easy to keep things straight.
I know for you, Amy Tan, the success of the Joy Luck Club made it difficult to write the second novel, The Kitchen God's Wife, and you wrote about the kind of angst and paralysis you felt, and even some of the psychosomatic symptoms that happened. What do you think was preventing you from writing, or what were some of the fears that you had?
Expectations. I had to deal with that from my mother, but now I had to deal with it from a million mothers, it seemed to me. I think as a writer, I'm always afraid that I'm going to fail in the next one, or that maybe anything that I had as a writer has been used up. It's no longer going to be there. And even if I didn't have the expectations of other people out there, I would have that expectation of myself. And so I start to grit my teeth and break them, you know, with pure anxiety over what will I do next, until I can finally find that space again and a balance, a sense of balance. It reminds me why I write. And I write to discover something about myself and to give something, you know, to my mother or to whomever I'm dedicating this book to. And then it makes it all right again.
Let me ask you something, Amy Tan, about the novels that you've written, The Joy Luck Club and The Kitchen God's Wife. Do you feel any more assimilated, if you know what I mean, having written those stories? And certainly those stories are based in part on stories of your mother and grandmother. And I know that as a young person growing up in this country, that you were, like many hyphenated people, caught between cultures.
Yeah. It's funny you should ask that, because I really did, now that I think about it, I felt more assimilated writing that book. I felt more assimilated with my Chinese culture, the one that I had chosen to reject. I had been so adamant in proving that I was an American that I didn't want to know anything about my past, my family, what my mother had been through. And in that way, I could get that. It was not a matter of reclaiming it, because I had never claimed it. It was a matter of finding it, discovering it, that it was there all along in some form within me, because I had been raised by my parents. And it was a way of reclaiming it from my mother. Of taking it and this new concept that she taught me, which is that you can change the past. You can turn something that was purely pain and sorrow into something that's discovery and strength, and you can pass it on.
So do you feel, as an adult, then more Chinese-American, more equally Chinese and American?
I feel that now that a great sense of comfort in knowing that I don't have to decide one way or the other what I am, that this question of how much of me is Chinese versus American is a question that's very, very interesting, and I will have it all my life because the answer to that changes from moment to moment, and it's wonderful.
Well, I thank you both very much for joining us and talking about your work together.
Thank you.
Amy Tan and Ron Bass co-wrote the screenplay for Tan's novel, The Joy Luck Club, which is now a new movie. This is Fresh Air.